This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey. The United States will begin shipping the first batch of COVID-19 vaccines it has donated to Africa this weekend, a special envoy of the African Union said Thursday, as the continent sees a surge in cases fueled by variants. Separately, the World Health Organization Africa had warned Thursday that the third wave hitting the continent was, quote, nothing like they've seen before. U.S. President Joe Biden's administration announced last month that it would donate 500 million Pfizer coronavirus vaccine doses to the 100 lowest income countries in the world. The continent is lagging behind in vaccinating its population, with just 1% fully inoculated, according to the Africa Centers for Disease Control director. He said Thursday Africa aimed to have 800 million doses by December this year, but had only received 65 million so far. The WHO Africa Regional Director says just over 1% of Africans are now fully vaccinated, compared to 11% of people globally and over 46% of people in the United Kingdom and the United States. U.S. President Joe Biden and his wife Jill Biden are headed on Thursday to Surfside, Florida, the site of a deadly condo collapse, to offer condolences to families of those killed and missing as the casualty toll climbs. Rescue teams are still searching for victims in the rubble of the high-rise, which partially caved in a week ago as residents slept. The confirmed death toll rose to 18 on Wednesday with the discovery of six more bodies, including the remains of two children aged 4 and 10, according to Miami-Dade County Mayor. Another 145 people are missing and feared trapped in the rubble. Find more at voanews.com. This is VOA News.